Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go.
KLUCFM at HD1, Las Vegas. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning.
I drive to work with them.
I love Chet and Michaela.
Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Love is such a strong word.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I just saw you with me out there.
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Holy cow, those UNLV running rebels last night.
Woo!
I don't know if you... Did you hear the news?
No.
So, remember I told you they were playing a big bad team from Utah State?
Yeah.
Ogden, Utah. They don't drink there. It's a dry town.
Oh, really?
So there's nothing to do but play basketball and...
And they have those soda shops where you can get multiple sodas. Have you seen that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty into it.
They have those in Henderson now.
They
Fizz.
Do.
It's a place called Fizz.
Yes.
Let they go. Free advertising today. You're welcome.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to go there. I don't drink, so maybe I'll see what I can do with all the soda options.
Yeah, and thank God for that, because, man, look what you're like without it.
Ugh, listen, when I did drink, though, I was a lot of fun.
You're a lot of fun now.
I know. It was a good time with my band, and then
honestly,
I said, I got to stop.
And I'll tell the rest of the story later. I wasn't going to tell this now. Michaela almost got us thrown out of Resorts World yesterday. Because she's... And a stream of curse words coming out of her mouth. And
I know.
This poor old lady played, just trying to play Buffalo slots or whatever, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah,
those machines
her life.
With the big tall screen.
Yeah.
The big 15-foot screen.
And the cute little panda. Yeah.
Whatever it was. Yeah, I don't know. And panda slots. And she was mortified. And she was looking at me. Like, do something. And
yeah.
I'm like, just no. But I said,
oh, did I embarrass you, Chetty?
Not one bit.
Did you feel a little embarrassed?
But I did say, no, but I did say, remember when I told you were frightening the customers?
Yeah.
You really were.
Yeah, but they're not my customers. Show's over. I'm going back to living my truth, walking around with my pals in Resorts World like a normal person. You know, it's the last time I got to do a normal thing. I was like, look at us having lunch.
She looked at us yesterday. She goes, I can't remember the last time I've lunched.
Yeah, I had the best time.
And yeah, and she goes, and she's looking around. I've never been in a casino during the daytime when it wasn't for a meeting or work or something.
Yeah.
She's like, this is amazing.
It felt like a field trip.
Yeah, ordinarily I realize that to ask you to come back at 7 o'clock to hear the story of why we were at Resorts World and what we did yesterday, but we went to celebrate a really amazing toy drive. Thank you again for that. Probably should have taken you to lunch, you listening right now. We probably should have invited you for everything you did. But we went to lunch, celebrate Michaela's birthday. It was a really good, I wanted to say thank you to the team for, you know, for everything that we've done.
Yeah.
I'd say accomplished, but that ain't right. Everything we've done.
Yeah. Maneuver.
Maybe next year we'll celebrate accomplishments. But for this year, you know, the fact
that
we
got it done.
Yeah, we made it through it. and all of that. But we'll tell you about it at 7 if you'll come back for that. If I can spin back around, Running Rebels again. Played that. They were number 22 in the nation. They had been number 25. Then they were number 22. They ain't going to be that anymore. Rebels, big upset over Utah State, 65-62. Lady Rebels just destroy Air Force. In fact, I think they might not even exist anymore. 84-51.
Whew.
Yeah, like literally, we may no longer have an Air Force after what the Lady Rebels did to them.
Oh, my God.
They may just pack it in. Just go all around. Navy, it's on you now.
Yeah, please take over.
Yeah, just that's it. It was bad. Yeah, wow.
Jeez.
Wow. So there you go. It's just a big night. That's all.
Yeah.
It's almost Friday.
Whew. Ready.
Yeah, I think so. This should be good today, I think.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
For the record, can I tell you that I have not even planned for a relationship rehab later? Because I'm already convinced I'm going to want to spin this back around and take another bite of the apple later in the show with another portion of the audience. Because this, I find this, it's very simple. It's wordy, but it's simple. The premise.
Okay.
But I find it fascinating.
Let's talk about it.
Hi, guys. Jennifer, who lives over by Summerlin Hospital, from what I'm told, mostly because she wrote that on here. Hi, guys.
What gave it away?
I truly feel like you three are my friends, and I love listening to you every day on my way to work and until my boss busts me for laughing out loud when I'm supposed to be on some stupid Zoom meeting. Yes. I love that. She's and I also love people that when you read, you know, you can't always pick up a lot from when somebody writes to you.
Yeah.
But I think Jennifer might be a little crazy, but there's an explanation for it.
Okay.
And I like, for the record, when I say that you might be a little crazy, that's a term of endearment.
Yeah, our kind of crazy.
Oh, God, I love that. I'm 38 years old. I'm 9 months pregnant.
Oh, congratulations.
Does that not also explain just about everything? You know what I mean? She might be a touched unhinged.
Yeah.
You know, she's thinking for two.
Yeah, her little hormones are raging.
Yeah, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
My POS husband cheated on me at his office Christmas party.
Oy.
I want nothing to do with him, and now he's complaining because I'm going to name the baby after my father, who he hates, and he thinks kids will make fun of the name. What's the name, you ask? Oscar.
Oh.
Maybe.
Wait,
whatever.
That's cute.
He feels that he still has the right to name this child as much as I do. I say, he already walked out on us both and gave up his rights to name him when he chose to make poor decisions in a restaurant bathroom.
Oh, God. Doesn't make it any better.
This is. Thank you for sharing. But and possibly again in the parking lot. Nobody actually.
Oh, my God. Listen, she's set for her friends. Okay, she's venting.
It gets better. Hang
on. All right, sis.
Let me go back. He gave up his rights to name him when he chose to make poor decisions in a restaurant bathroom and possibly again in the parking lot. Nobody actually saw that, but everyone's pretty sure it happened. Thanks for reading this. That's what happened. That's what happened to my mom. Somebody took pictures and sent them back in the old days. Polaroid. Got him. Gotcha.
What was mama doing?
No, my mama was at home with her son, me, my stepdad. My naughty stepdad was out at dinner with some hoochie and making out with her. And somebody took a picture and gave it to my mother.
What'd your mother do?
Well, we left.
You have a great mom.
Yeah, we left. No, one day, I'd spend the night. I got to, spend the night on a school night. Spend the night at Jimmy Bell's house. We had spaghetti with Parmesan cheese. I'd never had it before. And they made grilled cheese. They also made grilled cheese sandwiches and thought I was crazy because we had a Miracle Whip and all they had was mayo. And I'm like, no, it's not the same.
It's not the same, actually.
Things you remember when you're 7.
Yeah, that's so funny.
8. And then the next day, you know how they have the intercom? Now they have the phones in the room, or they just send an IM or whatever.
Yeah.
They got on the intercom. Tell Chet to go to Jimmy Bell's house after school. And I'm like, well, this is weird.
That's how they transmitted information?
And they just...
Funny.
Mrs. Green, whatever her name was. Uh-huh. Tell Chet to go to Jimmy Bell's house after school. Oh, my God. All the kids. Oh, what's happening?
Uh-huh.
They didn't care. Then we get there. Mom's got the El Camino. True story. We had El Camino. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, isn't it the car with the car truck?
Car truck.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a car truck.
I love those cars.
My mother loved them.
Those are so cool.
We had one that was really freaking fast. It had pipes on the back.
Vroom, vroom. What color was it?
Blue. Come on, dude. What color are you doing? Dumb. anything other than blue, wrong answer.
Lame.
So, yeah, piled. Like, sorry for the old reference, but Google it. It like freaking Beverly Hillbillies. Everything we owned stacked on top of each other and then tied down with rope.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally. And my mom went like 7 miles an hour to get to the airport.
Yes.
Because she didn't want all of our, you know what, to fall off.
Of course.
And then they packed in the plane and we were gone. We lived in Anchorage, Alaska at the time. So back to Jennifer's story. Nobody actually saw the parking lot deal, but everyone's pretty sure it happened. Thanks for reading this. I hope it could be a relationship rehab or maybe even a P1's court. Thanks for the laughs. Jennifer, in parentheses, by Summerlin Hospital. So he cheated and therefore the relationship dissolved.
Yeah.
Does he still retain naming rights? 702-364-9898. Mary J. Blige, Neo, and Mario. Michaela's about to explode. And it's funny, I just threw up the stop sign literally just to watch her struggle.
Yeah.
I think she's been holding her breath.
Swallowing my words.
I think for a minute you
can't
were holding
talk,
your breath.
Gurgling my words.
Mary J., Neo, Mario, T-Mobile Arena, Friday, February 28th. You want to go? Jump in on the first pick right now. Be caller number 25. 702-364-9898. Sing with me. Oh, that's lovely. Call us now.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things on 98.5 KLUC.
Jennifer, over by Summerlin Hospital. Kind of OG Summerlin, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
9 months pregnant. And this is a quote, my POS husband cheated on me at his office Christmas party and now still wants to have naming rights on the kid and she's not down. And he's mad because she obviously is sticking it to him
mm-hmm.
by saying, I'm gonna name him after my father, who you hate and who hates him, I'm sure, even more now. And the dad says, the baby daddy says, kids are going to make fun of my kid which really, after some of the stuff y'all do, we're worried about that.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. But he doesn't want the name Oscar. Mm-hmm. And it is if you cheat and you're out, do you still retain naming rights?
Oof.
You're a no, or you're a yes, aren't you? You are, aren't you?
Yeah.
You are. Who's on the phone?
Oh, we got Lisa Santana from the East Side.
All right, Lisa. Are you, I'm not sure how I feel. I'm willing to listen to all sides. I go back and forth on this every 30 seconds.
Yeah.
So, Lisa, how do you feel about it?
I do feel like he did lose his rights as a mother of two children. But my son is the third, and the moment we found out we were having a boy, there was no if and or buts whether we were together or not, that he was going to be named after his father and his grandfather. So I guess it just depends on the relationship on how you go about it.
That brings up a really good point. I wonder if they had settled on something else.
Mm-hmm.
If they had settled, and then now she's going, we're not doing that anymore.
Game over.
That happens a lot.
My dad did that. I think my dad pulled the switcheroo on my mom because I'm a junior, and my mom told a pretty cool story that that I was going to be a Kevin. I was going to be a Kevin or potentially a Kim, which was not an uncommon boy's name.
Wow.
Back in those days. But somehow I ended up not Kevin or Kim. And I am.
I can't even imagine you. I'm looking at you and I'm like, Kevin, who's Kevin?
Or Kim.
Or Kim. I can't see it.
Oh, and now everybody would think I was Asian.
Yeah, they would.
They would. They'd be so disappointed. They'd be like,
I worked for a doctor named Dr. Min Kim, so it is very common for a male to have the name Kim.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But for a white dude? I
don't know. Not. It could be interracial.
It was a Southern thing back in those days.
Huh.
There's actually a very famous Seinfeld episode.
About the name Kim?
Yeah, her name's Donna Changstein, mm-hmm. but she shortened it to Donna Chang, and nobody knew. And she'd come, and she was white.
Oh my God, that's funny.
She was a white, and and people would be like, "Wait, you're Donna Chang?" So are you in or out on the father being able to have naming rights?
I would say out. If they're not communicating enough, then she's definitely going to go ahead and name the baby what she wants. It, like I said, it happens very often. It might be out of spite, but her son being closer to her father, which is a male figure, I'm sure that's the reason why she's doing it. hopefully not out of spite. So I would say that it's a no for me.
Michaela, with the other side of the argument, here, ladies and gentlemen, is Michaela Gordon. Here on Point Counterpoint, here is Michaela Gordon. Because you're saying he should retain naming rights.
Yeah, here's the thing. I think it's whack that he cheated on her. I'm not really into the cheating. However,
after I set this up as a big formal thing,
I know.
I think it's whack, Chet.
I think it's whack, babe. Not cool. Okay. However, it's still their baby.
Oh, the coat's coming off. Look out.
Yeah, look, now I'm sweating.
Look out. Here we go.
Well, after that setup, it's their baby that they share. I never think it's right to cheat, but what I don't think is fair is when parents put the kids in the middle of their issues. I think that both parents should still equally be able to parent. It's still his baby. Did he mess up with his wife? 1,000,000%. But he's still the parent of the kid. I come from a divorced home. My parents were awful with each other. It's terrible. And you're already kind of creating that vibe, and the baby's not even here yet.
Lisa, I brought you back in on this because only so that I could have somebody to talk to. Don't you hate it when she's so rational and makes so much sense? Because now I'd love to fight with you on this, and I can't. I would. I'd love to fight with you on it.
No need.
No, there isn't. I would only be more wrong than I already am. All right. So again, Lisa, have fun at Mary Jane. Thank you. I needed somebody to share.
He just needed you on the phone.
It didn't feel like I didn't want to like you don't want to put the kids in the middle. I didn't want to drag Adrian into it.
Right.
I just, so that's why I brought Lisa back in.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Hey, look, kids, it's time for the good feeling stories of the day. Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah. Brought to you by Mike Lee Men and Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store. Okay, what's the one thing I don't like in the good feeling stories of the day?
Lottery stories.
I like this one. Okay. I like
all right.
this one.
You're tell ready? Me about it. Yeah, look at that
I'll
face.
Even start with it.
Okay.
Family in Michigan did one of those white elephant gift exchanges for Christmas,
sure.
right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the gifts ended up being a lottery ticket that hit for $500,000.
No.
25-year-old Emily Hickox got the ticket. But not until after the exchange was over. She got a flashlight that her dad bought. And dad goes, hey, total dad move.
Hey, you're not going to use that flashlight. Can I have it back?
So they traded.
Oh, my God.
Her cousin had bought the ticket. And Emily says she's going to share the money with everybody in the family.
Oh, I love her.
Yeah, and it's pretty great.
What a story.
But $500,000 from and it wasn't even yours.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, it's crazy. Have you seen the Long Guy video? I have not. It's all over social media. It's funny that people will say that and they're it's weird that people still get wound up in, well, I saw it. How could you not see it?
Yeah. They treat you like a leper if you haven't. You're like, I just didn't see it. Sorry, it wasn't like doom scrolling.
A leper. Do we still have lepers? Are there still leper colonies and whatnot? I would imagine, you know, like medical science is advanced.
But come so far.
The owner of a landscaping business in Kansas is, you know, helps people who can't afford a landscaper.
Oh, nice.
I do like those videos. I love those videos. He mows their lawns, pressure washes their driveways, blah, blah, blah. Video name about a woman named Beth went viral over the weekend, apparently. She's older. She was about to get fined for not maintaining her yard. Mm. She told him she couldn't afford to pay the fine. $240.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially if you don't have it, you know?
Yeah.
So he motored lawn, did, you know, what they do in those videos.
Sure.
People in the comments wanted to help.
Oh, I love these stories.
Started a GoFundMe. How much do you think that GoFundMe is up to now?
$4,000, high guess.
Keep going way higher.
15.
How much was that lottery ticket a minute ago worth?
$500,000.
Keep going.
No. 700,000?
Last check, and I imagine it's way higher than this now. $800,000 for this. And where do we get all the money from? I get it where you're like, well, everyone's ones and fives and tens, but wow.
Yeah.
800 grand. At some point, I'm looking at how much money they've raised, and I'm going, that old lady's got enough. She's good.
Yeah.
I know people say that about Toy Drive. They say that all. In fact, Adrian was talking about that the other day. He was like, you know, sometimes I wonder if people don't look and they see that we've got $300,000 and they can't always wrap their head around why we need $800,000. You know, and it's like, well, that's why you got to keep telling them why.
Of course.
I don't know that this old lady needs $800,000, but you know what? Have at it, lady.
Way to go,
hey,
gal.
We're heading to the casino. Brought to you by Mike Lee Menden Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Get a good feeling. The Champion Can Show. 98.5.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
KLUC FM at HD1, Las Vegas. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. Every morning.
It's the only way to wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
I love the Chet Buchanan Show.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
I can tell you with me out there.
Welcome.
to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Did we not have the greatest day ever yesterday?
The greatest day ever, dude.
So we had Chet Buchanan Show field trip. We went to, and it was all very secretive and all very, because I like doing stuff like that.
Yeah.
I like having a thing where you just go, hey, just show up here and we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
So that's what we did. We went to Resorts World. You're like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Went to Resorts World with the idea of having lunch, which we did at the sports bar. And what's the name of our buddy's place?
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know either. Well, hang on. Well, I'll find it online really quick.
Moondogs?
Yes.
Moondogs?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Yes.
Something like
inside
that.
Inside the sports book.
Yeah.
Yeah, Google it really quick. Then we went over to, what's the name of the shoe place?
God.
Major Waves.
Yes, with Rudy.
And Doghouse Saloon.
Doghouse Saloon. That's what it was. Not Moondogs, Doghouse.
Mm-hmm.
So we went over to Major Waves and met Rudy, who changed our lives.
Oh, God, and he was so cute.
I wanted to get custom Chet Buchanan Show shoes for the show.
Mm-hmm.
And Rudy, beyond our wildest dreams, made this happen.
And not just any shoes, Jordans. We're like a Jordans family.
Custom Jordans, yeah.
Yeah, we love them.
For the show.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just so much fun.
You know, I am such a like well wishes kind of girl, like a thoughtful kind of girl. It's never really about the gift, but just like the intent behind it. And it was so great how you put this together and then being able to experience it with the three of us going into Major Waves where you can create your own Nike. Like, it was such a fun experience just to be with you guys. I feel like the shoes are the icing on the cake. That sounds so like live, love, laugh, but I really do mean it. And it was just such a nice day. It was.
And no, that was the intention.
Yeah, it was great. And the shoes are so cool, but it was like my second favorite part of the day. It was really nice just to be with you guys doing like real life stuff.
Yeah.
Hanging out. I like you guys so much.
Oh, thanks, pal.
She was telling us yesterday she loved us. But now she's like, no, I like it.
She toned down.
No, she backed off.
She took a nap.
She was yesterday. She went home and went, that was too much.
I was yelling in the middle of Resorts World.
What were we talking about then? But it was so you, but it was so not you.
Yeah.
Because you're, and it was curse words.
Oh, because Adrian said I didn't have any game.
Oh,
yeah. That's what it was.
Yeah, Adrian tried to punk me.
You're talking about single Riz.
Yeah, he said you've been with Lisa so long, you don't have any game.
Well, he said I would love to see what this would look like if we were all single, just because it would be fun and we're all different. You know, we've all got a different,
yeah,
you know,
different backgrounds.
Yes,
come from different places.
Coming from a different place. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we were like, oh God, you know what that would be like. But then
I was like, hold on a second, Michaela,
but you misunderstood it because you don't need to have game because they come to you.
That's what I was saying.
That's what he was saying. That's what he was saying.
I was like, you just have to stand there and give it a minute and someone will approach you.
Yeah, they flock to you now.
Okay, I'm literally rewinding the entire day yesterday in my head right now, and that makes so much sense.
And she's like,
I said, yes, I do.
Yes, I do. F and F.
I got these eyes. I got these nails.
Yeah.
And this lady who was playing the
panda slot game.
Panda slots. She's playing the panda slots was like,
do you think she was mortified or do you think she was in love with me listening to my game plan what I was
you
single?
You will see, they all just go to Michaela, which they do. They all do just go to Michaela. But yeah. Okay, you ready for a conspiracy theory?
Ready.
You ready? Say what you just said.
About Vegas starfish?
If you're comfortable.
Yeah,
Or you could have just said the lady who called out the show.
No, it's her. Vegas starfish. I was appalled, yeah, at the way that she handled her critique of 50 Cent's residency, which I think is done because I think it was like a New Year's thing here in Vegas.
Is it possible? Because she was like, it's the worst.
The initial video was, this is the worst residency in ever. Vegas history. Worst concert I've ever been to.
Yeah, yeah.
But I love 50 Cent.
I didn't see it.
Did 50 have a comeback?
Hey, look, she might not have been wrong, but there weren't a lot of other people. There weren't a lot of other people that were jumping in on that. There weren't a lot of other people that I respect their opinion that jumped in on that. There's always people going, yo, yeah, I know. You didn't see it. Is it possible that she was part of it? And now here we are talking about that residency when otherwise we may not have been.
I see your angle,
yeah.
But 50 Cent comments on everything and anything in the news.
Yeah.
He did respond at his show, but it was very slight. He basically said, some people said that this was the worst concert, blah, 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 blah,
yeah.
And went into a song. So because of that, that's why I think that it wasn't like some orchestrated thing. It's a genius play. And for the record, I do want to state, anyone can have an opinion on anything. You think it's the greatest or the worst. The thing I did not like is after her critique, she came back with another video kind of responding to all the criticism that she received for dropping that video. And at the end of it, she says, you know what, 50? I'm willing to go to the show again to see if you've improved it, like some people are saying. Have your people reach out to my people.
Oh, man.
Here's a question. Is Vegas Starfish, she just critiques things in general?
She's one of the biggest influencers here in Vegas. She does a lot of from food to just going to places in town. She does great work. I'm not trying, and I don't know her personally.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, you come off crazy when you say something is the worst, which got you the attention and got you the headline, which is probably why you said that, and then you double back and say, have your people reach out to me? Are you kidding
me? That's yes, and that's the part. That's where you start to get in trouble. Well, because as we know with social media, the biggest thing today ain't the biggest thing tomorrow.
Yeah.
And that would be my critique of the critique. Slow. Have your people talk to my, what people? You have people?
Wait, that's kind of iconic. I think I'm going to start using that as a comeback to literally anything. You know what? Chet, the next time you say anything, I'm going to go, you know what? Have your people.
Well, you'll be.
Call my people.
Yeah, but you'll be like 6 decades late.
But you're both just sending me emails.
Yeah, but that's an old. You know what I mean? That's an old.
Yeah, no, I know it's an old comeback. I'm just saying I think it's iconic in the usage of an influencer saying it to 50 Cent. Like, why would you say that? It's just so stupid.
Because she meant it.
Yeah, no, I get that.
And
it's just my brain thinks things are funny like that.
I'm sure she has people. Yeah, she has. She's one of the biggest influencers. She's one of the biggest influencers. It just sounds nuts. Dude, do you remember the Super Bowl 2 years ago? 50 Cent at his age still did what he did in the music video, upside down, doing the push-ups, whatever it's called. It's crazy.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean the show's going to be great.
Sure, but I'm just saying, like, the worst.
Because, by the way, rap shows, by and large, so great. And whatever you're doing in there that makes this echo in my room, see if you can fix that. But the rap shows can get out of hand real quick, as far as like you got 75 dudes on stage. They've all got a microphone. Everybody, I never saw the 50 show.
Yeah.
So, but what I heard was it was pretty good.
Yeah. Well, also, we can't expect him to be given the same show as Janet Jackson. Like, he's not a dancer or anything. He's just out there rapping his songs that we all love and dance to in the clubs.
And again, here we are talking about...
genius.
You know.
Yeah, got the press.
Mission accomplished. Michaela's hometown... Oh, my God, we got to get going on this. In fact, let's go right now. Michaela's hometown throwdown, where Shirlene Kasana from Sunrise Manor... it's going for win number 3 already. If you haven't been with us the last couple of days, no one is more excited to play this game, and no one loves winning more than Shirlene Kasana.
Yes.
You want to try and take her down? Good luck. 702-364-9898. We've got Tyler Henry, the Hollywood Medium, at the Pearl Concert Theater, Sunday, February 16th. We have those tickets up for grabs for you, but... if you want the tickets, you got to beat the champ. Be caller number 25, 702-364-9898 right now. Let's go. Shirlene Kasana of Sunrise Manor, also known as...
the City of Champions.
Duh. They lead there on top of the leaderboard with 12 wins now, Sunrise Manor is. And hi, Shirlene. How you feeling today?
Good. Woke up a little late, but... I'm good.
It's funny. Yeah, there's a little delay in your answering there, too. So, yeah, just half a little half step behind today?
Yeah. I think we're always on the same, like, wavelength. You were kind of slow yesterday.
Yesterday,
I was kind of slow. I was a little late today.
Yeah.
A little late today. You know, it's just something in the air.
Yeah, it's cold.
Yeah, yeah, and honestly, nobody ever gives enough credit to the fact that the first 2 weeks of January, literally up until you get to Martin Luther King Day, it sucks.
Yeah.
It just does. It's dead.
Yeah.
Business is dead.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is just bleh. There's nothing, you know what I mean?
It's so true.
So you kind of got to get through that, and then you're like, yay, Valentine's Day's coming, and then it's President's Day. We're going to have another long weekend.
Yeah.
You know, and all those kind of things.
Absolutely.
But man, these first couple of weeks it might be the longest part of the year. These first 2 weeks
it's
of
so
January.
True.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody ever gives that credit. Adrian, who is Charlene's challenger today?
We have Rebecca Miller representing Best of the West.
Hello, Rebecca Miller.
Hello.
Best of the West again today.
Yep.
Yeah, we're hot. We're hot in that part of town right now.
Woo.
Remember Boca Park? We were hot for a while. Then up there at Sky Canyon, we were hot for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Centennial Hills, now it's moved. Best of the West. We're on fire.
I'd love to hear it.
I'm just glad to be hot anywhere. You know what I'm saying? Just I'll take whatever I can
any
get.
Any place we can.
Yeah, there's no we have no capacity limits on this show.
Absolutely not.
Take everybody we can get.
Yes.
All right, first 1 to 3 is the winner. Buzzing with your name when you think you know the answer, but make sure that you don't answer until you get called on, because you don't want to mistakenly answer for the other person when they beat you in. You know what I'm saying? Even though you think you got in, you might not have got in. And then if neither of you answer, then I get to answer. If I get to 3 first, then nobody gets nothing.
Nothing.
which that sucks. But your quizmaster is the one and only Commissioner Michaela Gordon.
Justin Bieber has stopped following this pop legend, best known for hit songs like You Got It Bad and Love in This Club.
Charlene.
Yeah, Charlene. Yeah, what's the answer?
Usher.
Usher's the one who, why, what happened?
We don't know, but that's why it's news. People are like, why, what's going on? What's the tea? What's the vibe?
Did he?
Maybe.
100%.
Mm-hmm. Everything.
He knows something.
Mm-hmm.
He knows
maybe.
Something. It's funny, in 2 days in a row, Justin Bieber question.
I know.
Right,
he's hot in the media.
He's hot too.
He's so hot right
he's
now.
He's on fire, just like Best of the West. Great. One tip for the champ.
Speaking of, he's so hot right now. This actor made an appearance at Grand Central Station, but he's best known from movies where he played in Zoolander. He's so hot right now. What's his real name?
Charlene?
Back up.
No, Charlene got in first.
Owen Wilson?
No. Sorry, that was so loud. Yeah, you have a chance to steal. What's our challenge?
Rebecca.
Rebecca, you have a chance to steal.
Ben Stiller?
Is it Ben Stiller? Yes, it is.
Yes, it
we're
is.
Tied. We're tied at one.
I second guessed myself.
She may have had a wardrobe malfunction due to her Super Bowl performance with Justin Timberlake, but she's back.
Hey, Rebecca.
I think Rebecca first.
Janet Jackson.
Was it Janet Jackson? Yeah.
Yeah. That was so good, though.
All that tells me is you're old. Because honestly, that was so long ago. That was like 25 years ago now.
Yeah.
Crazy.
But she's kicking booty, and she's extended her residency. We want to see her in Vegas.
Yeah, and we were at Resorts World yesterday, and it's like Janet Jackson threw up all over the place.
Oh, yeah, she's everywhere.
Killer show, right too. Great show.
Yeah.
Had some folks close to me go to it.
Sources close to
left positive reviews. Don't like.
What did Vegas Starfish think?
We need to find out.
Do we?
We do. Apparently.
Okay. Well, you do. You're the upset. You're the one going off about it. I don't know. We are now 2 for the challenger, 1 for the champ.
One of the best players in the NBA says playing with his son Bronny is his number one accomplishment.
Charlene
for the tie.
LeBron James.
It's LeBron. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's saying that's his biggest accomplishment?
His number one accomplishment.
Well, good for you then.
I know.
Dude, great. Tied at two.
This female rapper is going through a very public breakup and is now accusing her ex.
Rebecca, I think. Is that what that was? Rebecca.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Having a brain fart.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, crap.
Charlene, yep, for the win.
Can I hear the full question?
Yes.
Yeah. This female rapper is going through a very public breakup right now and is now accusing her ex and his mother of robbing her home.
What? Do you know this, Adrian?
No.
I don't know.
It's not...
Iggy Azalea?
Who?
Iggy Azalea.
No, but fair.
Is it
Iggy
Azalea? Is it for the win? Is it Iggy Azalea? No, it's not. Who is it?
Cardi B.
Oh, I didn't think that happened.
Oh, yeah.
I know they're going through a breakup.
I didn't hear that. Yeah, I didn't hear that story.
Yeah, that's it just came out. Mm-hmm.
All right, still tied at two.
Carrie Bradshaw is the character of what famous television show?
I think that's Rebecca, but I'm not really sure.
Sex and City.
I'm not really sure. I'm sorry, what was your answer?
Sex and City.
Sex, is that what you were looking for?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yes.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
We have a brand new champion. Oh. Oh. Charlene, Charlene, we got to say goodbye to you.
Charlene.
I know. The questions were hard today.
Yeah, they were tough. They were,
Sorry, Mama. Okay, well, call back again, please. Because you're so fun.
By the way, Michaela's feeling guilty about us saying the questions were, you're fine. Your questions were fine. They were hard for us.
I don't feel guilty. I just love Charlene.
I understand.
Our little pal.
I'll call again.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon. Bye, buddy.
Bye.
I'll tell you this right now, Rebecca. Do you want the Tyler Henry tickets or do you want Mariah Carey tickets?
Let's do Mariah Carey.
I'll do that for you. I'll do that for you as our brand new champion. And we'll see you back here tomorrow to defend that brand new title on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
All right, we got to go. Who's on the phone, Adrian?
We've got Selena Bauman Henderson.
Come on. I told you, we got to go. Selena, we got to go.
Hello.
Hi. Listen, do you care who wins the Super Bowl?
Sadly, I do not.
Neither does anybody else. Literally, 2 out of 5, 37%, just couldn't care.
Yeah.
You still watch.
Yeah, you go for the parties.
It'll be great.
Oh, yeah. Watch the halftime.
I'll pick. Oh, who's that in the background? Who was that in the background?
That was my husband.
Uh-huh. Does he care? Hey,
do you care about who wins the Super Bowl?
I do not.
He does not.
Okay, good.
Fair. But when it gets down to it, I'll kind of care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When it gets down to it.
For camaraderie's sake.
Is it okay to swear?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, is it okay to swear at work?
I don't think so. I believe not. You're supposed to be professional.
Well.
Sometimes.
I'm
just kidding.
Yeah. New poll out on profanity in the workplace. 9% say completely acceptable. Another 23% say somewhat acceptable. 28%, like you, not acceptable at all.
Yeah, agree.
Oh, and 31% say not at all. Oh, 28% say not very acceptable. 31% say not at all. So almost half are like, no, not at all. Michaela, swearing at work? I mean, this room's different.
Yeah, I think no.
Out in the office.
It depends on the job and the relationships, but if it's like a professional thing, right. I would say no.
But for here, you cussing in the hallways?
Yeah, but I'm not cussing on air.
Well, no, obviously.
Well, then don't ask me if it's so obvious. No way.
Of course it's obvious on me.
But I wouldn't. No, I don't think you should cuss in the hallways or in the meetings either. Here, at this job. No, is my answer.
She's going to cuss at me off the
air. I am.
But that's okay. In this room, you can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want in here. Adrian, cussing at work?
Yeah, shows passion.
Yeah, I agree. Every once in a while, let one slip out. I'm on a board of a charity. Yeah, and somebody cussed and they went and covered their mouth. We were all on a Zoom call and they covered their mouth. Oh no. And then we were all like, whatever.
It's okay,
and just let it fly. A third of people say their partner acts like a baby when they're sick. Does your partner who's sitting right next to you act like a baby when they're sick?
I cannot tell a lie. Yes, he does.
Michaela, does your partner act like a baby when they're sick?
No, but I do.
Adrian.
Yes, and I do too.
My wife is generally there's something going on because she's got lupus.
Yeah.
So there's rarely a day where there's not some, and she's got that stupid cyst on her pituitary gland, so she gets headaches a lot.
Yeah.
So there's, unless that's just the story she's given me. a headache again.
Oh,
huh?
Sure.
Oh, a likely story. My wife is a beast. She like is just.
Powers
she
through.
She pout we up. So when she is not powering through, that's when I know it's.
Yeah.
It's go time.
Right.
Have fun at Tyler Henry, the Hollywood medium.
Yay.
Pearl at the
Thank
Palms.
You so much.
What are you going to, if you had a chance to ask him, what are you going to ask him?
Ooh, good question.
I want to ask you about my mom and my dad that have passed away. I just want to know if they're proud of me, if I'm doing a good job.
This just in, they are.
Yeah.
And you are. I know that. I know that one.
Oh, you're going to make me cry.
I don't even have to talk to him.
You're going to make me cry too.
Although they're talking to me right now.
Thank you so much.
I'm sure they are. How could they not be?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Of course they are.
How could they not be?
Yes, sir. I'm really trying.
Oh.
Okay, now you're going to make
us
cry. I know.
You're
going to
make us cry.
I'm getting all emotional.
We're all going to cry. Okay. Love the way you do
get me started. KLUC-FM and HD1, Las Vegas. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
In the mornings, in the car.
On 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
He says you're out of focus. That's the problem. That's what he's trying to say to you.
Yeah.
Is that what you're trying to say to her? She's out of focus?
Yes.
Got cameras in here during the show.
Yeah. It looks like it's in focus to me, though. That's the problem. My computer was off, but I'm looking, and it looks like it's in focus.
4K HD in beautiful, beautiful, beautiful view.
It's in focus now?
Yes, we're good. We're good to go.
It.
All systems loaded. 98.5 KLUC on Instagram to check us out.
She didn't touch anything.
It's fixed.
All right.
I'm trying to do this behind the scenes, Jeff.
It may not have ever been broken. Yeah, but you're upsetting her.
What happens? We're a team. We'll talk about that later.
No, we'll talk about it now.
Now you pissed her off.
I don't yet. There's only one bus driver. No, we talk about it now. It's not that serious. I'm sorry. Am I hurting your feelings?
No.
I
just don't want to interrupt the show. That's all. Sorry.
Let me drive the bus, bro.
Fair enough.
It's okay. We're hitting all the stops today. No, sorry. Did I hurt your feelings?
No.
Because I'll apologize.
Do you want him to apologize?
You know what? No, and I'll apologize, and I'll mean it.
Yeah.
Some people just apologize. Sorry. No, shut up. No,
and I know I'll when apologize. You say sorry, that you'll mean it.
Yeah.
And if I feel like that, I'll let you know.
Look at this communication,
and Michaela, if I upset you, I apologize, but it's my job to make sure the cameras
are
working.
Salty producer today. I don't like it.
He's pulling no shenanigans today, honey. Oh, don't.
Because you know.
I love when you.
Because you know. If they shenan once,
they shenan again.
Damn straight.
Not today.
I don't know why I find that so amusing.
Nothing makes me happier than when you laugh.
Has that been around for a long time?
I don't think so.
If they shenan once, they'll shenan again.
No, I don't think.
It literally just got to me about a week ago, and now I look for every opportunity
to say it.
I swear to God, I think I just shattered my ankle stomping my foot on the grass. I swear to you, I think my foot's facing the other way right now. Oh, my God. Because I really laughed hard. Oh my God, my calf is numb.
Yeah, but you made a girl feel good, so thanks, Chetty.
Sweet. I'll be walking with a limp until the 4th of July. I'll have a limp till Memorial Day, but yeah. It's the price we pay for the comedy.
Yes.
We'll do anything for our art. Chet Buchanan Show is brought to you by who? The 8th Judicial District Court. Oh, them again.
Oh, now I got the giggles.
The judge wants to talk to us. No, it's not like that. It's actually much better. You want to make a meaningful difference in our community? Of course you do. And here's a good way to do it. You can positively impact the life and future of a foster child by volunteering as a court-appointed special advocate. They call it CASA. It's an amazing program. Visit CASALasVegas.org. I'm blown away by this... Honestly, though, you've got to have serious power and you've got to have serious confidence.
Chutzpah.
Sure. Drake filed a defamation lawsuit against his own record label yesterday. Universal Music is the big overreaching.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about Not Like Us.
Yeah.
Because Kendrick calls Drake a pedophile. And so Drake is suing Universal because they're also Kendrick's label, mm-hmm. but they're his label too. And he's suing them because they approved, published, and launched a campaign to create a viral hit out of the song, which was, quote, intended to convey the specific, unmistakable, and false factual allegation that Drake is a criminal pedophile and to suggest that the public should resort to vigilante justice in response.
Wow.
It also adds, and I again quote for a third time, that Universal intentionally sought to turn Drake into a pariah, a target for harassment, or worse, because it would profit from damaging Drake's reputation.
Dude.
So Drake is on Republic Records, which is owned by Universal. Kendrick is on Interscope, also owned by Universal.
Yeah.
Now, it's interesting that Drake is not naming Kendrick in the lawsuit.
Yeah.
Just the record label for putting it out.
Well, you know what's so crazy? I remember hearing this. It was like a big drama around, and I was like, oh, Drake's being a baby. I didn't know... he was being called a pedophile in the song. And now I'm like, oh, I would be mad. Like, I feel like I would feel the same way. That's kind of,
what are
you don't want to mess with those.
What are you?
Yeah, maybe.
But are you know what I mean? But are you? I reserve the right to change my mind later.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't want anybody calling me a pedophile either.
That's what I'm saying. That's kind of like, oh.
And how do you fight that?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
No.
Prove it. Yeah. Well, that's like, you know, when was the last time you beat your wife? Wait, what?
Yeah. Like,
well,
it is damaging.
It's funny that you bring that up because just to let you know, Not Like Us was a response song to Drake's diss before, which
thank you.
Kendrick said that his son with his wife wasn't his, that his wife was sleeping around, that he was doing what Chet just said, amongst other things.
Yeah.
So these little things that Kendrick said in Not Like Us had been talked about.
By the way.
For years.
By the way, the gentleman to my left, or the producer of this show, is so Team Kendrick, it's not even funny.
I know. But that's a fair point, too.
Sure, absolutely. 100% I'm on Team Kendrick. But for the record, just to say, it's kind of funny that if you want to throw stones in a glass house.
Yeah, and here it comes.
So now we go to court and you're saying, well, he called me that. Well, I'm like, well, you said this. And then it's like, well, what are we doing?
Okay, Adrian, I think you flipped me. I think now I'm on the side again of Kendrick.
That was kind of where I was going. Yes.
Yeah.
Which is why people are like, why would you do this? Because legally now.
And just a side story to this, the pettiness of all of it.
Uh-huh.
Two of my greatest joys in life. One thing that I'm super proud of. DJ Joe Green from the Golden Knights.
Love DJ Joe.
I love Joe Green too. Oh, I have a story to tell you off the air then. But Joe, when we were doing USA Basketball, I'm the PA announcer for USA Basketball. We were playing Canada at T-Mobile Arena, and it went viral because he played Not Like Us. It had just come out. Mm-hmm. And this whole thing had just re-sparked.
Oh, yeah.
And it was USA versus Canada, Kendrick, L.A., Drake, Toronto.
Sure. Oh.
And everybody was like, oh, he played Not Like Us when after we stomped Canada.
Uh-huh.
Can I also tell you that the DJ for the Seattle Kraken, in the warm-up mix, every time a Canadian team comes
oh
in.
Oh, my God.
Same. And I am here for all of the pettiness of it.
Yes.
Every bit of it. We'll get into relationship rehab in just a moment. He cheated, and that's pretty much it, right? Shouldn't it be? We'll talk about it next. We'll talk for
a sec. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
I don't know why, but I feel a parallel between this and the Drake and Kendrick thing. Because it's petty.
Yeah.
It's petty, but wait a minute. But you struck first, and now you're mad because I came back and knocked you out?
Yeah.
You know, you hit me first, and then I came back and knocked you out. And now you're mad?
Well, yeah. I'll tell you a story off air because I feel like it would turn us in a wrong direction.
Oh.
But there's a story that went viral that's sort of like also very petty, but this woman started it first with this guy. And
yeah, well, okay, how about this? Jennifer, who lives over by Summerlin Hospital. Yes, if you were listening 2 hours ago, you heard this. I loved it so much that I was like, and honestly, I think it's because I love her because she's funny. Hey guys, and she said nice things about us. Yeah. So I was like, okay.
Love her.
Jennifer, I truly feel like you three are my friends. I love listening to you every day on my way to work. And until my boss busts me for laughing out loud when I'm supposed to be on some stupid Zoom meeting. Well, thank you for that. So immediately, top of the stack.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, immediately, yes, number obviously. One. And I knew that Michaela would be like, did she just call me pretty?
Yeah, anything you want, queen.
So yeah, exactly. So she's like, I'm 38 years old. I'm 9 months pregnant. My POS husband, yeah, that kind of POS, piece of. My POS husband cheated on me at his office Christmas party. So she's 9 months pregnant. That's a month ago.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, God.
Cheated on me at his office Christmas party. I want nothing to do with him. And now he's complaining because I'm going to name the baby after my father, who he hates. And he thinks that kids will make fun of the name, which is Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe, I don't know. He feels that he still has the right to name this child as much as I do. I say he already walked out on us both and gave up his rights to name him, the child, when he chose to make poor decisions in a restaurant bathroom and possibly again in the parking lot. Nobody saw that, says Jennifer, but everyone's pretty sure it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Not that that matters. You thought that was a lot funnier 2 hours ago.
Hi, Chip, but now I kind of feel bad.
Why
hearing it again. It was funny the first time, now I'm like, oi.
Yeah, but you know what? Laughter, you know this on your So Funny It Hurts podcast.
Oh, thank you.
Comedy comes from pain.
Oh, yes, it does.
So I think that's pretty funny. She goes, thanks for reading this. I hope it could be a relationship rehab or maybe even a P1's court. Thanks for the laughs. Does Jennifer, so here's, I guess, the question. Yeah, and it would turn into a P1's court. P1's court.
Ooh.
It's the P1's court. All right. So, guilty, not guilty. Does she have a leg to stand on? So, if they were in the P1's court,
yeah,
standing in front of us, she's on what? Jennifer is a mother. Is 9 months pregnant. No. And we told you the story. Her POS husband cheated on her twice. Once in the bathroom and once in the parking lot. Mm-hmm. Does he still have the right to name the child? Does he or doesn't he? Earlier, Michaela said, yes, he does. I said you're giving up a lot right there. Maybe unintended consequences. And by the way, generally, none of this stuff gets thought out.
Yeah.
Nobody ever thinks it all the way through.
No.
Because if they did, they probably wouldn't be so stupid.
They also
think, and I don't know, I can't speak for girls, but I just know guys, oh yeah, I won't get caught. Okay. 702-364-9898. Does the baby daddy who cheated a month ago still have naming rights? Which I just think it's funny. Naming, because naming rights is usually talked about in terms of stadiums or arenas.
Oh.
But does he still have naming rights? Yes or no? 702-364-9898. Right now it's Relationship Rehab. Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Oh my God, Mika, did you see the story? Brad Pitt scammed a lady out of almost $1 million.
No.
Not the real Brad Pitt.
I assumed.
If you're thinking of divorcing your millionaire husband for Brad Pitt, you should probably make sure he's real.
Surprise.
You should maybe meet in person.
Yeah.
How narcissistic do you have to be? I feel bad for this lady, but literally, who do you think you are to go, Brad Pitt's in love with me and I have to save him?
Listen, you remember that show Catfish? They would do like a celebrity edition.
Of course.
And you would watch these women really believe that like Post Malone or Brad Pitt obviously was so in love with them. And you're like, but are you okay? Like, no offense. Like, you're beautiful. But like, babe, what?
Side story. Do you not know my connection with Cammy Crawford?
No.
I was a judge when she won Miss Teen USA.
No way.
It's a true story.
First of all, I love that you judge that. I forget that too, and I love it so much. She's darling.
They wanted me to be the host, and the guy who was already the host had a contract. Uh-huh. And they were literally like, okay, you're out, he's in, which is pretty cool. No one's ever done that for me ever in my life, except in this situation.
Yeah.
And it was weird. It was like, it was my first foray into... wow, this business is cutthroat.
Cutthroat.
And it was like, no, they literally called the guy and they go, you're out. We have somebody else.
Ugh.
Thanks. Thanks. Love you.
Yeah.
Well, apparently you don't love him that much. And then he was like, no, we have a contract. His agent got involved. And then they told me, they go, well, do you want to go to the Bahamas and judge Miss Teen USA? Yeah.
Hello.
So anyway, back to this story. 53-year-old woman in France got scammed out of 850 Gs by AI Brad Pitt. The scammer first pretended to be Brad's mom, and then the mom said, you know, you're exactly the woman that Brad needs.
Oh, my God.
After this horrible divorce from that bitch Angelina Jolie. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you
know what I mean. You know what I mean.
The victim then received messages and AI photos from fake Brad for a year and a half, including fake AI poems and a fake AI marriage proposal. The scammer started asking for money by saying that they'd send her luxury handbags in return.
Oh, God.
If she paid for the customs bill, that old deal. We've got money for you.
Yeah, but you foot the bill up top. I will say, though, those AI, before you knew it was AI, tricked me a few times, too. I mean, they weren't
sorry.
In my DMs. When the AI videos first came out in photos,
yeah,
momentarily, I sometimes thought that those celebrities were really in those positions or situations that I was seeing in the video or the photos.
Did you give them money?
No, I would never do that.
Okay, good.
I'm not okay, crazy.
I was like, oh my God. How much? Forget this lady in France. Let's talk about how much Michaela got taken for. Eventually, fake Brad, AI Brad, claimed that he was hospitalized with very real kidney cancer and needed money for treatment because all of his bank accounts were frozen because of that B. Angelina Jolie.
Sure. No, I see that.
Right.
Oh, God.
So this woman even got emails from a fake doctor that said that Brad was fighting for his life, and they had an account in Turkey so that Angelina wouldn't find the money.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I don't mean to laugh, but come on. She realized last summer it was a scam when she saw Brad with another woman.
Oh, my God.
She had to be hospitalized. Can you imagine? She had to be hospitalized for severe depression, which...
Oh,
which,
that makes me sad.
No, really yeah. sad, but also, and I don't mean, I'm not trying to be cold and heartless here, but I'm wondering if maybe she didn't need to talk to somebody anyway. You know what I'm saying? You know, like maybe this is good, like inevitable, yeah, even.
Talking to a real person.
I ask myself why they chose me to do such harm like this. I've never harmed anyone. These people deserve hell. She's not wrong. She's not. I do feel bad.
Terrible.
But again.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Brad Pitt loves me. That would be my first sign. You know, that's honestly, that's how I know when you, if you slip into my DMs and you're hot and you go, "Hey, darling, how's your day today?"
Yeah.
First of all, blocked. I'm married.
Oh,
second of all,
yeah.
Blocked. First of all, I don't trust anybody who has such poor judgment as you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Even if
you're that
AI.
Hot girl and you think I'm interesting, you have no business. I have no business being with you because you have poor judgment and you don't know what you're doing.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
You know what I realize what's missing in our lives?
Talk to me.
Phil in the blank. I've missed it so much. A cop near
Miami,
Virginia Beach.
Okay,
sort of close.
Close.
His name's Jerron Harry. Was forced to rat on himself after he hired a just say it.
Oh, a stripper. More hooker.
Yeah. Who stole his car. Now, remember, he's a cop, so it sounds like it was his personal vehicle that she took, not his...
cop car.
Right. Her name is Alexis Copeland. She's 20 years old. She goes by the name...
Lucky.
Dream.
Oh.
He met her on an app, sent her how much money?
$50.
$150. God, she should steal your car for $50. If that's it,
listen,
if you send her to $50.
I'm not so familiar with the game. What are the rates?
Yeah, $100 seems low as well.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Okay.
He sent her $100 through Apple Pay to come to his place and...
Nasty.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
According to the police report, they just kind of laid in bed for a little bit. And then they agreed that they were going to blank together.
Oh, sleep together.
Shower.
Oh, okay.
Jerron jumped in the
shower,
but her name
Dream.
Almost that's so right. Lucky. Good. Yeah, right. See, but she never joined him. When he got out,
no.
She was
gone.
Yeah,
stole his stuff.
I made the hand motion. The out of here.
Likely. Oh
yeah. When he got out of the shower. Hello. You got. By the way, why would you go first?
Yeah, dude, and also naked and wet, looking for your stuff, just terrible.
Right. So, well, okay, to that end, he comes out, she's gone, along with his...
Everything, wallet.
Yes.
Phone.
Yes. Okay, wait, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wallet, phone.
Keys.
Yes.
Clothes.
No.
License.
She took his
car to his keys. Car keys.
Oh yeah, we didn't tell that part. Yeah, she took his car and she took his police ID, which is yeah.
Oh, that's
and his
smart.
Badge and whatnot. He used his neighbor's phone to call it in, and the cops found
Lucky Dream.
Dream.
Oh my God.
Driving around in his car with a blank guy.
Regular guy?
A different guy.
Okay.
than Jerron. She told them, the other cops that pulled her over,
sure,
that the different guy was her...
pimp.
Her blank baby daddy.
Okay.
But it probably was her.
Yeah, probably pimp.
Probably was her pimp.
Oh my God, that's so embarrassing.
She claimed that Jerron offered to let her use the car. However, she also used at least one of his
credit cards.
Yep, she sure did. Uh-huh. She's facing half a dozen charges for grand larceny, fraud,
prostitution.
You know it. And other stuff. Meanwhile, Jerron is not facing any charges yet, but he's not a blank anymore.
A victim.
He's not a cop anymore.
Oh.
Because he got blanked last week.
Fired.
Yeah. He didn't get anything from...
No, I was going to say the F word, but...
From, what's her name? Lucky Dream.
Dream.
Yeah, Lucky Dream. He didn't get blanked by Dream at all.
No.
You know what?
I did.
He did get screwed. He did. That's fill in the blank, everybody. Oh, we've missed it so much. The Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's the more you know before we go. There is no federal law banning the creation of fake images of people.
That's a sin.
Well, like the lady we talked about.
Oh, who got scammed by Brad Pitt. But
by
honestly.
By fake AI Brad Pitt.
Yeah, dude, that's a problem, though, because these AIs look so good. There have been a few times where it could have been you doing something. And you're like, I never did that. And I'm like, Chet, yeah, you did. Like, not okay.
And there's freedom of speech, and then there's messing with people.
Yeah, dude.
You know, but I don't know how to draw that line or where. You know, like there's people who are like, well, you shouldn't be able to do conspiracy theories. Maybe, I don't know, but if that's what you believe, but you can't yell fire in a theater either.
True, but like, let me give you an example. Not you, just in general. Let's say a video went out of you being unfaithful to Amy. That would never happen in a million years. But let's just use that as an example.
Gotcha.
And it got sent out.
Yeah.
And you're like, I swear I didn't.
Or whatever.
Yes.
Sure.
And you're like, I swear to God, I would never do that.
Well, that... Yeah, and that should come with consequences.
1,000%.
The AI Brad Pitt, whoever those people are,
yeah.
they should burn, but also they should burn while they're in jail.
Exactly.
Yeah, all of that. This isn't going to make you feel better about the world, people, just so you know. There are more public libraries in the United States than there are McDonald's.
Oh, my God.
And that doesn't seem... Oh, no, that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's good.
That's a good thing. I was saying, oh, my God, because I feel like they're not being used.
Yeah. Yeah. That's...
Your face.
Yeah. I don't know what I was thinking when I first read that. But, yeah, there's approximately 16,500 public libraries. Yay!
Yay!
Less than 14,000 McDonald's. Still good.
Yes.
But, you know, delicious. You make your own choices whether you know. But, okay, so no, that one's good.
I love you like this.
Many deaf people, come on, many deaf people with schizophrenia do not hear voices in their head, but some do see disembodied hands signing in their mind.
I'm not... talking to you.
Just gonna leave that right there.
Done.
I'm picturing it in my head right now.
I swear to God, get us out.
Yeah. It's super close to Friday, and that's never a bad thing. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN, Chet Buchanan 3 on TikTok, but I never post there. Then follow us on social at 985-KLUC. Adrian.
Chetty, I'm going to need people to go follow me on Instagram at Heavyweight Radio. You can follow me on TikTok. It's the same name, which is Heavyweight Radio again. But we only have like 3 days left to TikTok, so do it at your own discretion. That's all I got.
Michaela Gordon.
At Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH.
Mm-hmm.
That's it for me, babe.
Nothing?
No.
Thursday night.
Five and dude.
No sparkly ground.
Oh, gown? You know what? I'm so crazy. I will be at EOS Fitness from 5 to 7 p.m. They're doing amazing deals, really great deals. And I'll be there. I'd love to help sign you up, show you around.
It's like $5, right?
Yeah, dude.
Like, you've got the $5 deal.
Yeah, but you know what my favorite thing is? I hate doing cardio. I absolutely hate it. And they have that really cool cinema.
Oh, the theater.
Yeah, yeah. It's my favorite thing
about
it.
Do they have a name for that?
Oh, yeah. It's the Movio Cinema. Where you do your cardio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's great.
Wait,
so I'll be there.
And then, well, so I was going to try and back you up just in case you couldn't remember.
Oh, thank you.
Because sometimes that happens. Sometimes I forget my own name. You know what I'm saying? And then one of the first questions that are asked in a Google search, can I take my shirt off at EOS Fitness? Sure.
Why?
If you think you're rocking it like that. No, you are required to wear appropriate clothing and footwear, including a shirt at all times. Strangely enough, it was a woman that asked that. But hey, I don't judge.
Goodbye.
What? All right. We'll see you tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.